something is sudden, if you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Ringsmith North, 100 Theme, Nas, Hestie's Barbecue. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call plus 5978-570-590 or plus 5978-570-655. Or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Activating the Power of God.
Hallelujah. You still there? The Bible says for us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I told you, to know Him is to love Him. And when you get to know Him, the more you know Him, the more glory of Him you see. And the more you see His glory, the more glorified you are. As we look, what do we look at? The mirror. As we behold the glory of God in a mirror, we behold the glory of God in a mirror. We are transfigured. The more you see, the more that glory is revealed in you. That's why I love the person of Jesus. Because the more I behold Him, the more glorious my life is. What do you want your life to be like? You want to be a reflection of Him, right? A reflection of Him. You want to carry His divine presence everywhere. You know, I remember one day I was talking to the Lord about the ministry. And while I was talking to Him, He said something that blessed me. He said, I give you the best. I was touched because I'm trying to find out about ministry and in the different kinds of ministries and the things He wanted me to do. And so I just discussing this with Him. He said, I gave you the best. I said, Lord Jesus, I'm very grateful. But show me from the word, what is the best? Because, you know, I said, what is the best? And He showed me from the word. And tears came out of my eyes. I said, Lord Jesus, You're amazing. Thank You. Oh, You gave me the best. I'm grateful. See, in our lives, except and unless we recognize what is given us, we'll never walk in it. How do you know what God calls glory? What men call glory is different from what God calls glory. What men call promotion is different from what God calls promotion. Think about it. You're in this place. Yesterday you were here for hours, and then today you've been here several hours. And imagine some of the young guys like yourself. Today's Saturday. Where do you think you should find them? Maybe in some bar joint somewhere, or with some colleagues doing something funny, or maybe talking about some other stuff. Some, even at this age, are engrossed in political discussions and political plans. Some are engrossed in discussing business and money. Choose the better route. Are you hearing me? There is a better way. Choose the better road. Walk with the Holy Ghost. When you walk with the Holy Ghost, you will be amazed. You will be amazed. Some people are, they're empowered. How do I even say this? Look at this. Oh, glory to God. Some people can build. You get it? I mean, once they start pastoring a church, right away, they start the building project. So they're building and building and building. some may not build. So what does God do? He gives them places where they can get a building that's already prepared. So they take over a building that's already there. Can you see the differences? Some will build from scratch. Some will buy one that is already existing. Different ways. Now, imagine the guy that's building will take some time to build. So he looks at this other guy who's not building and says, "Hi, what are you doing? I'm already building. I'm six feet up already." Well, this other guy says, "Well, I'm not trying to build anything. I want one that is ready for me to buy." Right? You get it? Which means he's not wasting time. While this guy thinks he's wasting time, he's not wasting time because he's looking for one that is already built. And so he finds the one that is already built and he buys it. Did he waste time? No, he didn't. What am I trying to say? Don't look at other people to judge your road. Don't worry. Take the thing that is most important and prioritize it. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. Humility is important, very important. Never regard the fellowship as insignificant or small. Never do it. You participate, be involved, give your attention to it. Doesn't matter how God promotes you and the opportunities he might give you. It's like your family. See, this is your spiritual family. It's like your family. Even if you became the president of the country, when you enter the house with your family members, you are not president. You are someone's brother or sister. You're someone's son or daughter. You're someone's cousin in the family. You're someone's uncle or you're someone's aunt. That's it. So when you come into the fellowship, you're one of us. And always drive yourself to be one of us, because that's who you are. That's where the glory continues in your life. Otherwise, you're disconnected from it. Then you find that you're more and more worldly. No. Watch your spirit. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart with all diligence. Your heart is a garden. Mount guard over your heart. The reason, like we're in this room now, each one of us is the way we are because of how we think. Maybe you think this way or that way. You are the result of your thinking. How you think will create your personality. A proud man is proud because of his thoughts. A humble man is humble because of his thoughts. A kind man is kind because of his thoughts. It's all about your thoughts. Then you have those who are always questioning things. It's because that is the way they think. Jesus said to the Jews that were around him, he said, "Why do you think like this?" He said, "Why do these kind of thoughts arise in your hearts?" The thoughts that were coming to them were the wrong thoughts. He said, "Why do these thoughts arise in your hearts? Why do you think like this?" How do you think? Is your way of thinking helping you? Suppose you say to yourself, I want to change the way I think. The only thing that helps you to make that change is the Word of God. One has to be submitted to the Word for the Word to affect him and change him. You give your heart to God's word. You give your mind, your thinking to God's word. Let God, see, he tells us, present your body a living sacrifice. All right? Holy and acceptable unto God. That this is your spiritual act of worship. Then he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, metamorphosed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. See, don't allow your mind be this mind you've been growing with. No. Renew it with the Word of God. In other words, exchange your way of thinking for His way of thinking. Give up your way of thinking. Accept His way of thinking. You'll be amazed at the growth that you'll experience in your life. You'll be amazed at the blessings in your life. Listen, the blessings, when we talk about blessings, we're not dealing with earthly things. No, 1,000 times no. No, there are higher blessings than that. Far higher blessings than material things of this world. What are you going to do to your person? You still there? Proverbs chapter 24, and I'm going to read from verse 30. He says, "I went by the field of the slothful." These are the Proverbs of Solomon. The wisest man who ever lived until Jesus. Who is the slothful? This is the guy whose life is full of inaction. He's not going to do the work that's necessary. And I want you to look beyond just the physical labor here, because the Bible does tell us there is such a thing as spiritual labor. So I want you to look at it from both angles. Either one that is lazy physically, or one that is lazy spiritually, or both, because the result will be the same. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. He says, I saw that his field was grown over with thorns and weeds. He says, this is the slothful. This is the man without understanding. And the stone wall was broken down. Why? Because these weeds had grown through the cracks and pulled down those things. Haven't you seen walls that have been brought down because some root of a tree or something had grown through that place? Neglected. His field has been neglected. His mind has been neglected. Think about it. You're not introducing God's word into your mind. You're not studying God's word. You're not bringing it into your mind. What do you expect? Spiritual weeds are growing. You're getting more information from the world, more information from politics, more information from business. And all of these sources are not helping you spiritually. And they're bringing in thorns and nettles. And now your defenses are breaking down. Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Activating the Power of God. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34, or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveall360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Ringsmith North, 100 Theme, Nas, Hestie's Barbecue. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m. for prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us. Please call plus 5978-570-590 or plus 5978-570-655. Or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Activating the Power of God.
Hallelujah. When you walk with the Holy Ghost, you will be amazed. You'll be amazed at the blessings in your life. Listen, the blessing, when we talk about blessings, we're not dealing with earthly things. No, 1,000 times no. No, there are higher blessings than that. Far higher blessings than material things of this world. What are you going to do to your person? Don't look at other people to judge your road. Don't worry. Take the thing that is most important and prioritize it. Let me read you some scripture here. You still there? That awesome didn't sound very loud this time. Is it still awesome?
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 24, and I'm going to read from verse 30. He says, I went by the field of the slothful. I went by the field of the slothful. These are the Proverbs of Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived until Jesus. He says, I went by the field of the slothful. Who is the slothful? This is the guy whose life is full of inaction. He's not going to do the work that's necessary. And I want you to look beyond just the physical labor here, because the Bible does tell us there is such a thing as spiritual labor. So I want you to look at it from both angles. Either one that is lazy physically, or one that is lazy spiritually, or both, because the result will be the same. He says, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Void of understanding. He says, I saw that his field was grown over with thorns and weeds. His field, his garden, his vineyard, covered with thorns and weeds. He says, this is the slothful. This is the man without understanding. Hoy. And the stone wall was broken down. Why? Because these weeds had grown through the cracks and pulled down those things. Haven't you seen walls that have been brought down because some root of a tree or something had grown through that place? Neglected. His field has been neglected. His mind has been neglected. Think about it. You're not introducing God's word into your mind. You're not studying God's word. You're not bringing it into your mind. What do you expect? Spiritual weeds are growing. You're getting more information from the world, more information from politics, more information from business. And all of these sources are not helping you spiritually. And they're bringing in thorns and nettles. And now your defenses are breaking down. Your defenses are breaking down. You're actually spiritually weaker than you used to be. Then he says, then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. See, sometimes we look at other people's lives and we learn a lesson. You see it? I look at that guy and see what has happened with him. I learn a lesson. I say, wow. Oh, it pays to go to fellowship. As it pays to stay in the Bible. He said, I saw it and I received instruction. Yet, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little falling of the hands of sleep. Look at the result, verse 34. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth. In other words, as a robber. And thy want as an armed bandit. You now understand why some people will always be poor. It says, I looked and I received instruction. One has to be submitted to the word for the word to affect him and change him. You give your heart to God's word. You give your mind, your thinking to God's word. Let God, see, he tells us, present your body a living sacrifice. All right? Holy and acceptable unto God. That this is your spiritual act of worship. Then he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, metamorphosed by the renewing of your mind. Listen, your mind is far more important than anything else. That's why you have the book, The Power of Your Mind. Very important. Oh, I've seen people who became ministers, preach the gospel, ministers, big time, and they were big. I've seen them come down poor, really poor. And I'm serious. As were ministers, they ran both church and business. And they lost both business and church. Because there are some of you who might say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to be a minister and I'm going to be a businessman. You're not the first. You're not the first. There was one who was with us in school. Let me just tell you. He was into a prophetic ministry. I mean, he was forever into the visions and all of these things. And with those manifestations, he went into this business thing. And at a time, he became suddenly really wealthy. He was big financially. I mean, they brought him by the trucks, things that they, materials, talk about it. They had a large estate for their work. My brothers and sisters, it is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. I tried to get that guy to show him that this is not the way. It's not about the business. It's not about the money. It's not. No. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It was hard to get him to listen. Few years down the road, bam! Because when Satan strikes, it's like that. Why? Because the stone wall had broken down. The whole business, everything. The ministry part of it, the business part of it, everything was leaked up, gone. And he was not the only one. What am I saying to you? The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. If you want to understand human life, read the Bible. Man is just doing the same thing in different ways. See? He's doing the same thing in different ways. Travel gets faster, but it's still travel. Communication is faster and easier. It is still communication. It is the same desires we have always had that we are prosecuting with new methods and technology. Man has not changed. So if you want to understand man, his history, his current life, and his destiny, his future, go to the Bible. Man's whole life, beginning to end, is written there. And you can see it, whether he's going in the right direction. You don't need the vision first. Just project his life with the word. Everybody's life is in the Bible. Every one of us. Your life is in the Bible. As you live your life, you can open the Bible and see your trajectory. Where am I going? It's there. And you can tell if the direction in which you are going is going to land you in the right place or in the wrong place. And so when you look at it like this, I'm projected in the wrong direction. Immediately make a change. Immediately make the change so that you are projected in the right place.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time
It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen." Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you receive salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled "Now That You Are Born Again." It will help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +5978 570 590 or +5978 570 655, or send a mail to Radio Transmissions at Lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Suriname, Ringsmith North, 100 Theme, Nas, Hestie's Barbecue. Worship with us on Sundays, 10 a.m., Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you, or to share your testimony with us, please call us on +5978 570 590 or 8570 655, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. God bless you. This message is titled "Activating the Power of God." For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT+1.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 8334 or +234 802 332 4188, or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.